dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when we were starting our course on the prophets with Sister in the basement or the Knights of Columbus Hall last Wednesday, and I don't think it's too late to get in on the course if you're interested. We learned right from the beginning, Abraham Herschel said, "A prophet afflicts the comfortable and comforts the afflicted." Therefore, we have no jokes today. As I look out upon you, I see happy faces anyway. Is it because you realize that we are standing on the precipice of a new age? And now you have something to keep you busy? Are you ready to continue along on your part of the battle of good and evil? Are you ready to see the roaches scatter when the lights of truth get turned on? And when they were putting breakfast together, are you like the chicken or the pig? The chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. Are you committed to the truth Jesus teaches us as you live in an age of deception and betrayal? The main thing I want to mention this day is your commitment to listening to the words of the Mass and say please and thank you every time you know someone has done something good for you. In every Mass we say thank you. The main time is called the preface, and sometimes the priest will sing it for us. It starts out with the priest saying, "The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." We should thank God often, and we should thank other people often too. And always, always say please. Here's a little story. Babe Ruth, one of the best all-star baseball players, always looked after the poor and underprivileged kids wherever he went, probably because he had been there himself as a young person. On one occasion, after giving out new shoes to some kids, one lad spoke up and said, "Thank you, mister. Are you Santa Claus?" The question could very well have been, "Thank you, mister. Are you Jesus?" Again and again we are told to look upon others, especially the needy and the poor, as Christ himself. This is most important, since Jesus said, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it for me." So I'd like to give those words a little twist today. Every person who does something good for us also represents Christ. Our Lord is continually doing good for us through other people. They are Christ to us. In today's gospel, Jesus prepared the breakfast for the apostles. Only then did they recognize that it was the Lord. Several times his friends failed to recognize Jesus until he made himself known. When someone prepared breakfast for you, did you realize that they were taking the place of Jesus? When someone washes or irons or sews or cleans house for you, do you ever realize the Lord was doing these things for you through that person? Through others, Jesus provided food and clothing and shelter for you. And many other people help you if you think about it. Blessings that really come from Christ through them. Count your blessings. This truth is even more striking in spiritual things. This very hour, Jesus prepares a meal for us. Holy Communion. He does this through his priest. Jesus speaks his truth to us through the lector and the celebrant of the Mass. When you do good things for someone, you are Christ to that person. You do it because Christ wants you to do it, and Christ helps you to do it. And here, of course, is another mystery. The person doing the good deed represents Christ. The person receiving the good deed also represents Christ. Right after Jesus prepared breakfast for his followers, he asked their leader, St. Peter, "Do you love me?" Every time Jesus does something for us through another, we should tell him or her that we care about them. And this Mass is the greatest act of love in the world. Christ is giving himself to his Heavenly Father for us. Beg the Lord to help you realize that good done to others is good done to him. And when someone does something for you, you do not have to ask, "Are you Jesus?" You know it is Jesus, our hope and our salvation, the one that you are committed to. God bless you.